Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Nun Vav. We are holding on daf Nun Hey Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on daf Nun Hey Amid Beis, and today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for his generous continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi. So we're holding at the Mishnah on Nun Hey Amid Beis, and we're continuing the discussion of Maaser Behema, and we're going to talk about how we don't have a mitzvah of Maaser Behema when you purchase an animal or when you receive an animal as a gift. It does not get included in the cheshbon of Maaser Behema, and the Gemara is going to discuss the source for that idea, for how we know that purchased animals and gifted animals are not included in Maaser Behema. The source is going to be from a pasuk. The Gemara is going to suggest three other possibilities of what maybe we could have learned from the pasuk and reject each of those other possibilities. Then we're going to talk about Maaser Behema on purchased fetuses. What if you buy the animal before it's born? Is it chayv maaser behema? Or what if you bought the animal after it's born, but before it's roi l'akrava, in the first week of life, when an animal cannot yet be a karban? Is it going to be chayv in maaser behema? And we're going to discuss whether an esnan zona can ever be chayv in maaser behema. On Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss when brothers are yoresh from their father, when the yorshim are considered to be chayv b'maaser behema in the Yerusha, and when they're considered to be pater b'maaser behema. And the bottom line is going to be that so long as they're considered shutvim, they're pater, because shutvim are pater from maaser behema. But once they're considered to be lekuchim, once they are considered to have purchased from each other, then they are not considered to be shutvim anymore. Then at that point, they're going to be chayiv in maaser behema. And the Gemara is going to have four different cases of brothers and how they dealt with an estate and the ramifications for both maaser behema and for the kalbon, the little extra bit of money that's added when one takes care of his machtz hashekel obligation. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a machlokas whether certain divisions of an estate are not considered lekuchos, but rather it's considered to be that huvrar adavar lemafreya, that was the Yerusha all along. So it's going to get a little bit into the discussion of Breira, which is obviously a very significant Shas topic. So let's begin. Nunayim Beis, we are at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, halokeach, a person who purchases animals from somebody else, or he received animals as a matana, pater mi maaser behema. He doesn't have to be mafresh maaser behema from such animals. Minani mili. So what's the source for this din that mekabel matana is pater mi maaser behema? So amrav kana da amakra, because the pasuk says b'chor banecha titen li. That the pasuk says b'char banecha titen li, so you should do to your shor and your tzon. So these psukim make a hekish between your b'char banecha, your own child, and your animals. So ma banecha, just like your own child, by very definition, is ein b'lekuach b'matana, is not shaykh to be something that you have purchased, nor something that you have received as a matana. That's just not the way people have children. So too, when it comes to tzonu bakar, it's not the dinim of tzonu bakar, namely of maaser behema, are not going to be shayich by that which is belokuach matana, that which you purchase or that which you receive as a matana. Says the Gemara, wait a second. V'hai b'v'chor k'siv, that pasuk is not talking about maaser behema. How do you know to say that that shorcha and tzonecha relates to maaser behema? That pasuk is talking about b'char, not about maaser behema. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Kain ta'aseh, so im einu inyan lebuchar, de lo isay ba'asiya, de berechem kadosh, tenayu inyan lemaaser behema. Pasuk says, Kain ta'aseh, that you should make the kedusha, that you should create the kedusha. So it can't be talking about a buchar behema, because the buchar has automatic kedusha. Meirechem, it's automatic. There is no creating the kedusha of a buchar, and therefore we can apply it, we can darshan the pasuk of Kain ta'aseh about maaser behema, where you actually generate the Kedusha by counting out the animals and designating the 10th one as being Kadosh. So a couple of things over here. First of all, the drasha was that just like Banecha, your own children are not Belokuach Matana, therefore we can learn that by Maaser Behema it's also not Belokuach Matana. Tosos raises the Kasha in Dibur Maschulumah, he raises the is the kasha that we have a klal in Maseches Menachos that ain done in efshar mishei efshar. It's a klal really all over Shas that we are never allowed to derive a halacha in a case where something is possible from a case where something is impossible. So it is possible to purchase behemos and it's possible to receive behemos as matana. It is not possible to purchase your own children or to receive them as a matana. Yeah, it's possible a person pays for an adoption or something like that, but they never become his biological children. It could be the Cheshek Shlomo on the side of Eben Ezer writes that at the beginning of Eben Ezer, the Chachma Shlomo rather, in the beginning of Eben Ezer writes that it could be that a person has a partial kiyum mitzvah of pru revu when they adopt a child, but still it does not become your biological child. It's efshar that a person is going to that you'd have a notion of lakuach and matana by your own child. So how can we derive a halacha of lakuach and matana by an animal based on the halacha based on the idea that there's no such thing as lakuach and matana by a child? How can we be done efshar mishei efshar? So Tosa suggests that this klal, a very important yesod within this klal, that this klal of ein dan efshar mishei efshar is only when the limud is a binyan av, that we're not going to make a binyan av or a mematzina where we're going to just compare two parshios in the Torah when one of them is efshar and the other one is efshar. But when the Torah explicitly is makish one to the other, when there's a hekish that directly links two parshios, even if one is efshar and the other is efshar, the hekish is still going to work. The hekish is still going to be binding. So that's one point over here. The other point over here is that we said that the pasuk cannot be talking about a bechor behema because the pasuk talks about making kedusha. And a bechor behema has inherent kedusha. It's automatically kadosh because it's kadosh mirechem. So Tosfos raises in Dibra Maschil Amar, raises the question that on Daf Chav Vavam Beis, we darshan this pasuk to be about a bechor, and we darshan that phrase of kein ta'aseh to be about a bechor, and we said, oh, you know what it teaches me about a bechor? That hosef u'chakosuv asiya acheres b'shorcha. To tell me that the bailim has to be metapel b'bechor for a certain amount of time before he gives it to the kohen. Meaning the kohen is going to, has to be gifted this animal at a stage where it's going to be beneficial to the kohen. We don't want the kohen to just be burdened with having to take care of the animal. So the bailim has a responsibility to deal with the animal, be metapel with the animal, and then give it to the Kohen. So we do darshan something from Kein Taseh about Bechar, and yet our Gemara is saying, no, the phrase Kein Taseh can't have anything to do with the Bechar because the Kedusha is not based on your Asiya. What do you mean? We already made a drasha that it does apply to Bechar. So Tosa suggests that we darshan Kein Taseh about a Bechar because the Ikur Pasuk is talking about a Bechar, but since it uses the Lashon of Asiya, which makes it sound like you're doing a Maisa Hakdasha, you're actually being Makdish, the animal, we're able to darshan it to be about Maiser Behema as well, because by Bechor, that element, that idea of being Makdish it, certainly is not relevant to a Bechor. The Mitzvah and raises the question, why isn't it relevant to a Bechor? We do have a halacha that even though a Bechor is Kadosh Mirechem, there is certainly Shitas Rebbe is that there's a mitzvah to be Chozer Makdisho Bepeh, that even though it's naturally Kadosh, we have a mitzvah to declare its Kedusha, to be Makdish it Bepeh. So why isn't that the Asiya that we're referring to over here? So it says you have to say that since it's kadosh anyway, it's not really called an asiya. Meaning, if it's true, we may have a mitzvah to be makdish pepeh, but since even if you're not makdish pepeh, it's kadosh anyway, you can't call your hakdasha an asiya. Asiya means that you're creating a sense of kedusha rather than confirming a sense of kedusha. But we do have such a notion that something that's kadosh, there is some value in then declaring its kedusha, a mitzvah to then declare its kedusha or confirm its kedusha. We have such an Indian legabe Shabbos as well. Shabbos is kaviyah v'kaima. It's going to be kadosh whether you like it or not, whether you declare it or not. Yet we have a mitzvah zachar sema Shabbos lekadcho. We have a mitzvah to be mekadesh as a Shabbos. B'chnisa, according to the Rambam, b'chnisa so be yitziyaso, both on its way in and on its way out. So you have such a similar din by a bechor behema as well to be makdish it, even though it's automatically kadosh. Okay, so now says the Gemara, but wait, are we certain that that that's the drasha we're supposed to make from this pasuk. Pasuk never explicitly spoke about Maaser Behema. We just said, oh, Keita said, must be teaching me that Maaser Behema doesn't apply to Lekuach or Matana. Ve'ema, Tenei L'chatos L'Hashem. Maybe it's not about Maaser Behema at all. Maybe it's telling me that there's no such thing as a Chatos or an Asham that's Lekuach B'Matana. That's B'Lekuach or B'Matana. Maybe if you're gifted an animal, you're not allowed to use it as a Korban Chatos or Korban Asham, but maybe it can very well be Chayiv and Maaser Behema. Says Gemara, no, because Dumya de bincha, the din has to be similar to a ben. Ma bincha sheinu ba al chet, avtzoncha v'shorcha sheinu ba al chet. Just like the bincha that the pasuk is referring to is not something that's ba al chet, it has nothing to do with doing an avera, having a child. So too, tzoncha and shorcha has to be the kind of kedusha that's not a result of a chet. Whereas Chatos and Asham are a carbon that a person brings when he did an Aveira. Says Gemara, a second possibility of what else I could have darshan from this pasuk rather than Meiser. Ve'ema tenei w'nyin la'olol l'shlamim. Maybe it's telling me a din about a carbon ola and a carbon shlamim, that if I'm gifted an animal or I purchase an animal, I cannot use that animal as a carbon ola or a shlamim. So Gemara explains, no, dum yo debincha. Ma bincha sheinu ba b'neder n'dava af tzoncha v'shorcha. Just like bincha, pidyon haben, is not something that's ba b'neder n'dava, it's not something that you volunteer, it's a chiyuv that you have. So too, whatever we're darshaning from kein ta'aseh l'shorcha l'tzonecha has to be something that's not ba b'neder n'dava. But an ola, a shlamim, there's such a thing as an ola s'nedava and shalmei n'dava, so therefore it can't be telling me about an ola and shlamim. A third possibility, ve'ema teneu inyin la'ola s'ri'ia. There is one type of carbon ola that is not a nedava, that you have what's called the olas ri'iyah, that the Torah is mechayiv every person who's olah regel on Yom Tov to bring an olas ri'iyah. So there's a maisa involved of hakdasha, and it's not ba al chet, and it's not ba b'neder nedava. So why can't we just darshan this pasuk to tell me that just like your child, your son, is not b'lekuach or b'matana, the olas ri'iyah cannot come from an animal that's b'lekuach or b'matana? How do I know that it's telling me about Meiser? Maybe it's telling me only about Olas Re'iya. Say, answer the Gemara, Dumya de Bincha. Once again, it has to be somewhat similar to Ben. Ma Bincha She'in Kavua Lo Zman. Just like your son, meaning the Pidyon Ben, is something that there is no Zman Kavua. So too, the kind of obligation that we're talking about relating to Shor V'tzon has to be something that does not have a Zman Kavua, whereas Olas Re'iya has a very clear Zman Kavua, and that is on the regel you have a din of Olas Re'iya. That's how we know it's not talking about Olas Re'iya. Wait a second, what's the assumption? That Ma Bincha is Ein Kavua Lo Zman, Pidyon HaBen is knows man, it's whenever you want to do a Pidyon HaBen. That's simply not true, right? Pidyon HaBen is Shloshim Yom, or 29 days, 12 hours, however you cheshbon Pidyon HaBen, but 30 days into the baby's life is a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. How do you say Shein Kavua Lo Zman? So Rashi says Ein Kavua Lo Zman, where you're going to be Maktish the Ben, that Ein Kavua Lo Zman Likdu Shaso, meaning the Chiyuv Pidyon definitely has a Zman Kavua. The Chiyuv Pidyon is 30 days after the birth, but the Kedusha is Chal whenever the baby is born. It has no kavua zman for when the kedusha is going to be chal. That could happen at any time, as opposed to olas re'iya, which is you could mark it off on your calendar exactly when yantif is going to be, and that's when you're going to be chayiv in olas re'iya. So the Reishis Bikurim raises the question that according to this Rashi, that bechor is not considered to have a zman kavua because there's no zman for the kedushas habechor. Can't you say the same thing by olas re'iya? The olas re'iya has a zman where you need to be makriv the olas re'iya. What about being makdish the olas re'iya? If right now, just a few days after Shavuos, I want to be makdish an animal that I'm going to bring on Sukkos, when I'm ol regel on Sukkos, that hakdasha is perfectly fine. That would work. The hakrava has a zman, but the hakdasha has no zman, so that should parallel pidyon haben perfectly. So says the Reishis Bikurim that we learn the chalos hakadusha from olas re'iya, that the fulfillment of the chalos hakadusha by the olas re'iya is not just when I'm makdashit, it's only when I'm finally makriv the olas re'iya, when I'm finally shechting the olas re'iya with the kli shares. Only then is it fully cut kadosh. So the baby is born, he's right away kadosh. So that there's no kavulah zman for it. The hakdasha of the olas ru'iyah is only complete when I actually do the shechita, and that completion of the hakdasha, even though I could be makdish the animal right now, but it's an incomplete hakdasha. The completion of the hakdasha, that there is a kavua zman, there's a zman kavua for, and that is going to be dafka beregel. Okay, so now that we've proven that the pasuk has to be about meiser behema, and it's telling me, the pasuk is telling me that if I purchase an animal, or I receive an animal as a matana, that it's putter for meiser behema. So the Gemara says, I ma bincha eno b'lekuach klal, av shorcha v'tzoncha eno b'lekuach klal, it shouldn't be noeg, the din of meiser behema shouldn't be noeg by any sort of animal that you buy whatsoever. Alam amar Rabbi Yassi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, laka chasar ubarin b'meiman. Why then does Rabbi Yochanan say that if you purchase 10 fetuses before they're actually born, animals that are still in the mother's womb, that kulam nechnas l'dil l'saser, that there's a chiv of meiser behema on them, meaning there's no such thing as purchasing your child at all, even when he's a fetus. So shouldn't we say that if we're making this parallel between bincha and meiser behema, that there should be no din of meiser behema if you purchase the animals at any stage of their development, even when they're still b'meiman? So amar Rava, amar Kra, ta'aseh b'shas asiyah mi'eta kasav, that it's dafka b'shas asiyah, at the time that they're ra'ui for meiser, only then are we mema'et l'kuach and matana for meiser behema. But if they were at a stage where they're not yet ra'ui to even be meiser behema, because they're still in the mother's womb, then the mi'ut doesn't apply. The mi'ut of the pasuk only applies to that which would have been ready for meiser behema. So now let's discuss that line of Rabbi Yochanan, that comment that Rabbi Yochanan had, that if you purchase the animals while they're still in the mother's womb, there's no chiyuv of meiser behema. Gufa. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, laka chasaru ubarin b'meiman, kula nechmasin l'dil l'saset. If you purchase 10 ubarin while they're still in the mother's womb, they're all chayv and meiser. You can put them all in the pen and take meiser behema from them. I va'anan t'nan ha'lakua chashanit l'matana patur min meiser behema. But didn't our Mishnah say explicitly, whatever you purchase or receive as a matana has no chiyuv of meiser behema? Sam Rab Lazar, Rab Yochanan chazay b'chilma. I saw Rab Yochanan in my dream, milsa ma'alya amina. And that's a simin that I'm about to say a very good pshat in Rab Yochanan, that I'm going to explain very well what Rab Yochanan says. Amar Kra ta'aseh the very same drasha we quoted a couple of lines ago, that how do I know that if you purchase a fetus that it's going to be chayv in meiser behema? Because the whole exclusion of lekuach from meiser behema is from a pasuk that said ta'aseh. So it's only going to be excluded from meiser behema when it's at the stage of asiyah where it's already ra'ui to be used as a karban. But when it's still a fetus, it's not yet ra'ui to be used as a karban. It's not yet ra'ui to be used to be even in the parsha of Meiser Behema, and therefore Lekuach is not excluded at that stage. So ask the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Shimon Yakum L'Rabbi Lazar, HaLekuach Chal Al Mechusar Zman, but we have a brisa that tells us that, let's say, the animal's already born, but it's still within the first week of life. So the p'tur of lekuach still applies. It's still going to be pater from meiser behema. But according to the drasha that we just said, that since it says asiya, it's only b'shas asiya mi'eta kasuv, it's only when the animal is ready to be nichnas l'dir l'saser that the pasuk is excluding it from meiser behema. So why is it that in the first week of life, if you purchase it in the first week of life, it's pater from meiser behema? It's not yet shas asiya. Amalei zoe na mishnah. He said, according to brisa, it doesn't exist. So that price, we reject that price entirely, so you can't ask any kashas from it. And vimtim salamar mishnah. And if you want to say that the brisa is a viable brisa that needs to be dealt with, Rabbi Shim ben Yehudi, I'll tell you that it's following the das yachid of Rabbi Shim ben Yehuda, mishum Rabbi Shimon, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, damar mechusar zman nichnas l'dir l'saser. And Rabbi Shimon's shita happens to be that it is the shas asiya in the first week of life. That even a mechusar zman, even an animal in the first week of life, can be brought into the pen to become chayiv and meiser. Va'arehu kibachar, and in that way, it's like a bachar. Ma bachar kadosh lefnez mano. Just like a bachar will have kedusha as soon as it's born, even though it's not yet roi lakrava till a week later. Ve'karav lachras mano, and then you'll just do the hakrava a week later. Af mechusar zman kadosh lefnez mano ve'karav lachras mano. So too a mechusar zman, that happens to be the 10th animal that comes out of your pen when you open the door and you declare as meiser, can become kadosh even though it's a day old, it's 2 days old, 2 days old, it's 3 days old. It could become kadosh right now, and you'll be makravit. You'll actually be makravit when it's a week old, when it's roi lakrava. So according to Rabbi Shimon, since a mechusar zman is nichnas l'dir l'aser, so it's considered shas asiya. So if you purchase an animal before it's a week old, the p'tur of lakuach will apply because it's already considered shas asiya. But if you purchase an uber behema that's not yet rotway for meiser and it's not yet the shas asiya, so then there is no p'tur shel lakuach, like Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi Yochanan's correct. If you purchase the fetus, so it's not yet shas asiya, so then it's going to be chayiv in meiser. But you purchase an animal within its first week of life, it already is the shas asiya, and therefore it's going to be pater from meiser. Now, interestingly, this whole the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, we had said because that Rabbi Lazar was all excited that he knew his explanation of Rabbi Yochanan was going to be valid because he saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. And that's a sure sign that his explanation was going to be valid. So Rashi explains that since he was nearly, since he appeared to me in a dream, I knew that today I was going to say divrei tam. Apparently, seeing one's Rebbe helps to understand their Torah much better. That's one interpretation of what Rashi's saying, is that not stam that he appeared to me in a dream to give me chizik that what you're destined to say today is going to be the MS, but that's what inspired me to say divrei tam, to explain the shita well. That when you see the Rebbe, you're able to better understand what he has to say. There's a Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim that says something similar. That when a halacha is mi'irilo, it's you see the Rabbi Abba said when a halacha is mi'irilo, he sees the tzura of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's misoreres lefanav. The Chida also brings this idea in the name of his grandfather Chesav Lavram. I'll pee the Zohar that when a person has a tzura or an image in his mind of Kedusha, that surah of Kedusha is going to help his seichel. It's going to help him understand and better focus and explain the Divrei Torah. The Chesel Avram explains that the imagination is very important for the seichel. That imagining and picturing things helps a person develop his seichel better. But this is what we assume. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erevin that Rebbe said that he was greater than the other than his contemporaries because Ra'isias Rabbi Meir Me'achorav. That I got to see Rabbi Meir Me'achorav having that surah of Gadlus in a certain sense has helped us has helped clarify a person's Torah. It's also interesting that it was also b'chalom that he saw Rabbi Yochanan b'chalom and he said, "Oh, now I know that what I'm going to say is going to be binding." Rashi writes because again, since he was nearly, I know that I'm going to say divrei tam. In Maseches Menachos, Rabbi Lazar also says such a lashon. Over there, Rashi says that he was metaritz lo dvar of Shapir, that he answers up any kashas on this shita very well. So the Chavos Yoyer has a sefer Mark Shisha where he's mitzayin three different places that Rabbi Lazar says such a lashon over here in Menachos and also earlier in Daf Heyamid Aleph. And he brings these among the many other places in Shas where you see that you have halachos that are nisba'ir b'chalom. So it's not exactly what's going on over here. I mean, it's not that he saw the explanation in the chalom, right? L'chora, what he saw over here was the Rebbe, was Rabbi Yochanan. So once he saw Rabbi Yochanan, so he was inspired to explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, but the explanation came from himself. It didn't come from a chalom. We do have it is an interesting topic to see when people were inspired by dreams to actually share Torah or come up with chidushim in Torah based on that which they saw in a dream. famously the Smag wrote his Sefer HaMitzvos, so he writes that he saw in a dream that he had forgotten one of the Los Ases, that he forgot Yisham Lecha Pentishkach Es Hashem Elokecha from the Minyan HaMitzvos, and then he woke up in the morning and he included it in the Sefer. Or you have the Arzarua, named his Sefer Arzarua, because he saw in a dream that the way to spell the name Akiva, he wasn't sure, do you spell the name Akiva with a hey at the end or with an aleph at the end? And then he saw the pasuk Arzarua Tzadik Lishrelev Simcha, and the Sofei Teva spell out Akiva with a hey. So he darshaned from there, and that's why he changed the name of the Sefer. Once he saw that in a dream, he discovered the Allah in a dream. There are a lot of examples like this of things that they discovered from dreams. It's an interesting topic, because the Gemara tells us, Divrei in Masech Sanhedrin, Divrei Chalomos, Lo Malin, Lo Maridin, that dreams aren't really supposed to make a difference in Allah. Okay, there's a place Rav Avadia Yosef even writes in contemporary times. Rav Avadia Yosef, in the second volume of Taras Habayis, in his introduction, says that he wasn't sure whether he should get involved in politics, because he was so shakua in learning, as he was his entire life. So he wasn't sure if there would be if it would make sense for him to get involved in politics. So he said he had a dream that the Ben Ish Chai came to his apartment in Har Nof, and the Ben Ish Chai started to flip through the Abiya Omer of Avadia Svarim, and he says, ooh, this is very good. So Rav Avadia said to him, yeah, but I don't know, if I get involved in politics, will I have time to be so engaged in learning? I don't know. And the Ben Ish Chai said to him, there will be time for both. You should be involved in both. So he said, so that's why I started the Shas party and whatever. I don't know. But you have even in contemporary times that people are very moved by their dreams. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitu now. Tani Tana Kamei Derav, Ezu Esnon Shnichos L'Dilis Aser. In what situation will you have an Esnon Zona that's Chayv Maiser Behema? Normally we assume Esnon Zona is Pater from Maiser Behema. So what would be a situation where you'd be Chayv in Maiser Behema, even though it was an animal that was used to pay a Zona? Kol Shana Sonula V'Chazru L'Kacho Emena. If you've given her this animal as Esnon Zona, and then you repurchased it from her, so it's going to be Chayv in Maiser Behema when you could put it together with your other animals. V'Ifsalei B'Lokeach. But don't we say that lakuach is part of Maiser Behema? So if you repurchased it from the zona, isn't it a lakuach, and therefore it should be part of Maiser Behema? Ishtamite hadam arvasi amar biyochanan lakach hasar ubarin b'meim on kolim lechasam l'dil v'saser. Now, if you purchase it while it's still an ubar, while it's still in its mother's womb, then it's going to be chayv Maiser Behema. So maybe the Bryce is talking about a case where you pay the zona with an ubar of a behema. There was a pregnant animal, and you paid the zona the ubar of the pregnant animal, and then you purchased it back from the zona while it was an ubar. So now it's not going to have a patur of lakuach, but it is esnon, and nevertheless, it's still going to be chayiv in Maiser Behema. That's the case that the Brisa must have been talking about. So ask the Gemara, well, if the Brisa is talking about a case where the Boel gave a zona an ubar while it's still b'mei imo, so it doesn't have the patur of nitin b'matana, why does the Brisa have to say that if he repurchases the Behema from her, it's chayiv in Maiser? Sounds like as long as she has it, it's patur in Maiser. Well, why? V'tiasra ihi, let the zona have to take Maiser from that animal. I mean, if the zona has other animals, and this is one of ten, so the zona should be chayiv in Maiser Behema. Then, well, what would pater it? She didn't. You can't call that it was nitan lo b'matana because it was only an uber at that stage. It says mar b'zona nachris. We're talking about a non-Jewish zona, so a non-Jewish zona has no chiyuv of Maiser Behema, and therefore the only way it's going to be chayiv in Maiser Behema is if the Jew purchases the uber back. Says Mar Velukma Bazon Israel Svitasri Ihi. Yeah, but why would you make a case of a non-Jewish zona? Meaning, just make the case to be, you again, all we're trying to come up with over here is there ever a case where an Esnon is going to be Chayiv in Maiser Behema? So make it simpler that a man pays a zona with an Ubar. Now the zona, the Jewish zona, has to take Maiser Behema. So, and you know, the Gemara doesn't answer that we don't like to say cases of a Jewish zona. Because anyway, this whole case is so disgusting. The man is a Jewish guy, right? So whichever way, the whole case is not. not so flattering to the Jewish people. So why not just make the case of a Jewish zona? So kamash milan to zona Yisraelis lavi esnan. Ooh, so this price is telling me a chiddush that it wouldn't even have a shame esnan when you pay a zona Yisraelis. Paying a zona nachris has a shame esnan, but paying a zona Yisraelis doesn't have a din of esnan, and therefore, if a Jewish zona receives an animal as payment, that animal is kosher to bring as a korban. There's no din of esnan on that animal. K'da Abaye, and that's aligned with Shitas Abaye. Damar Abaye, zona nachris esnana asr. Abaye says a non-Jewish zona, her esnan is going to be asr to be makrav as a korban. V'kohen ha-ba'alea ein aloka mishum lo yichal zaro. And if a kohen is boel, such a zona, he doesn't get malchus for violating the isser of lo yichal zaro. Zona, and we'll explain why. Zona Yisraelis, but if it's a Jewish zona, esnan of mutter, then the esnan doesn't have a din of esnan. It's going to be mutter to be makar of that animal as a korban. The kohen abalel lokum mishum lo yichal zaro. And any kohen who's boel her is going to be in violation and get malchus for the isser of lo yichal zaro. Now the Gemara explains why. Zona nachris esnan aser. Gamar Toeva Toeva Me'arayos. That how do I know that the esnan given to a non-Jewish zona is going to be aser ba'krav? It's going to have a din of esnan, because I learned in Gezeirah Shava that it says Toeva by Arayos and it says Toeva by esnan. By esnan it says Lo Savi esnan zona mechir kelev beis Hashem lekechel chal neder ki tovas Hashem lekechel gam shnehem. And by Arayos it says ki kol asher ya'aseh mikol hatoevos ha'ele. So we darshan as follows: Ma Arayos lo tafsi bu kiddushi Avzona b'hach lo tafsi ba kiddushay. Just like Arayos, by definition, there's no tfisas kiddushin. So Arayos is your mother, your sister, or an aishas ish, anyone that there would be no tfisas kiddushin with. So too, the kind of zona whose esnan is going to have a real din of esnan is someone who you can't have kiddushin with, and that's only by a goya. If she was Jewish, she would be able to have kiddushin with a Jew. How do I know that there's no tfisas kiddushin by goyim when there's intermarriage, that there's no tfisas kiddushin? So Rabbeinu Gershom says that it's derived from the pasuk of lo sischatim ban, that lo yebcha toras chitun, that there should be no inyan of chitun whatsoever, that there's no tfisas kiddushin by a goya. It happens to be that there's a sugya in kiddushin daf samaches where there's a machlokas where the lo sischatim ban applies to all goyim or only to the Zainanim, only to the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael before we got there. Shitas Rabbi Shimon is that it applies to all Goyim, but Shitas Rabbanan is that it's only about the Shiva Umos that were in Eretz Canaan and not the other Umos. So they must have, the Rabbanan must have another limud for the idea that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by a Goyim, meaning something we take for granted, that A, there's an Isser of intermarriage, and B, that it's not called marriage, that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So, they must learn from the pasuk by Yifas Tawar that she has to be Megaleach Hisrosha, Megadet Tziporneha, to Simla Shiv Yameyaleha, Livkos Hesaviyah Vesima Chodesh Yamim, and then the pasuk says Vacharkein Tavoy Le'abal Tavoy Salachal Isha, and only then is there the possibility of Vaisalachal Isha, implying that any other Gaya before she goes through that whole process, there is no Vaisalachal Isha, there's no Havaya Shel Kiddushin. But the point is that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin on a guy, and that's why only a non-Jewish zona will have a din of esnan. Will the payment have a din of esnan? Because it's only when there's no tfisas kiddushin. V'koin abala in a loka mishum lo yichal zaro. How do I know that a kohen who's boel a zona goya, there's no malchus for violating lo yichal zaro? To lo yichal zaro amar rachmana v'hai lav zarehu. Because the pasuk says lo yichal zaro, so it has to be halachically his child. A kohen who's boel goya, it's halach. Her child, the child is a non-Jew, so that's why it's not considered to be a violation of Lo Yichalel Zaro. All of this, of course, is according to Abaye. The Gemara said it's Kida Abaye, Damar Abaye. All of this is Abaye. Rava in Maseches Tmura disagrees with Abaye and says that there's a din of esnan whether it's a Jewish or a non-Jewish zona. So if you're wondering that the way the din of esnan that you've ever come across in Shas, or the way you've ever come across, you've ever learned about it, sounds like it doesn't matter whether the zona is Jewish or not. Yeah, because we assume like Rava. But if you assume like Abaye, then it only applies to a non-Jewish zona. Rabbanan. Okay, next. Now, the Mishnah is going to take for granted, there is an assumption that if a behemah is owned by Shutfim, it's pater from Maisa Behema. So we're going to discuss when Yorshim inherit their father's estate, two brothers inherit their father's estate, are they Shutfim, where now the behemah is going to be pater from Maisa Behema. There's another halacha that applies to Shutfim, and that's a halacha in Masecha Shkalim, in the first paragraph of Masecha Shkalim, that someone who gives a machsa shekel, in general, you have to add a little bit of extra. You have to add so it's called a kalbon, a little bit of extra on the machsa shekel, but if two people give one full shekel, there are certain cases where they only have to give one kalbon between the two of them, and certain cases where they each have to give a kalbon. So now we're going to compare those two halachos. Ha'achid v'ashutafin, brothers that yarshin the father's estate, and they are shutfim, meaning these brothers are shutfim in the nechasim, so shechayavin bekalbon. If it's a situation where each of them would have to give a kalbon, if they were to give machsa shekel together, they were to give a full shekel between the two of them, so that's a simen that they're just regular shutfim, that they're each chayiv in their own kalbon, and therefore peturim mimaisa behema. Ooh, so if they're real shutfim, then they're going to be pater from maisa behema, because shutfus is pater from maisa behema. Chayavim b'maisa behema, if you're going to have a situation where they're chayiv and Meiser Behema, meaning they don't have a din of Shutfim, and therefore they're going to be Chayiv and Meiser Behema, well, that's a sure sign that Peturim min HaKalbon, that if they're not Shutfim, they're considered a single unit, they're considered to be a single entity, so then they're not going to be they're not going to have to give an extra kalbon. It's like the father who gives a machsa shekel for his two sons together. He doesn't have to give two kalbonos for his two sons. He can give just one when he gives the whole shekel. So the Mishnah explains the situations that the Reisha was talking about. So we said if it's chayiv ma'aser behema, they're pater from a kalbon. That means kanu mitfisas habayis, when they get a yerusha and they did not yet divide the Yerusha. So they're not yet Shutfim. There's just an estate. So it's the estate's money. It's not their money. Then Chayavin, they're going to be Chayavin Maisa Behema, and they're going to be Pata from the Kalbon. Vimlav, but if they've already divided the estate, so then Peturin, then they're going to be Pata from Maisa Behema. Meaning if they divided the Chasim and they didn't rejoin in a Shutfis, they're Pata from Maisa Behema in those animals that they divided, because that's considered to be lekuchos, rather, not that it's shutfus. That's considered to be lekuchos because they have each purchased the other from the other one. So chalku chazru v'nishtatfu. But if the brothers divide the estate of the Yerusha and then they become shutfim again, chayavim bekalbon, they're chayiv in the kalbon, but a pater mimaisa behema, they're pater from maisa behema from any vlados that are born b'shutfus between them. So now we have said in the Mishnah that brothers who are shutfim that are kanu mitfisas abayis are chayiv in maisa behema, but if they go back and they create a new shutfus, they're pater from maisa behema. How do I know this din that there's a chiluk between yorshim and shutfim when it comes to maisa behema? When they're just yorshim, they have the father's estate, so that's chayiv in maisa behema. But they divided it and then they rejoined together in a partnership. Now all of a sudden they're pater. So tanu rabbanan yielcha, so velo shel shutafus, because we darshin yielcha, it says that it's only if the animal is just yours. But if it's a shutfus, then you're going to be pater from maisa behema. Yachla filu kanu b'tfisas habayis. I might think that even when they just have an estate that belongs to the estate, that they should be pater from maisa behema. Talmud lomar yihyeh. That's why the pasuk says yihyeh, that the chiyuv is chal on that which they possess in whichever way they possess it, even though it came biyerusha. So ask the Gemara, how can you dash from this pasuk that shutfim are pater from maisa behema? V'hai b'v'char k'siv. The pasuk isn't about maisa behema. The pasuk is about bechor. Im ein yon lebechor, ta yisei b'shutafos t'chsev, o bechoros bekarchem v'tzonchem. It can't be about Bechor, because by Bechor it says Bechoros Bekarchem Vitzonchem in the Lashon Rabbin. So I see that even Shutafim are Chayiv in Bechor, so it must be about Maaser Behema, that Shutfim are Pater from Maaser Behema, even though they're Chayiv in Bechor. Amr Abhir Mia Pamsha Chayiv in Bezel Bezel. Sometimes they're going to be Chayiv in a Kalbon and Maaser Behema. Pamsha Ptum Mizel Bezel. Sometimes they're Pater from both, when Yorshim have an estate. Pamsha Chayiv in Bekalbon and Ptum in Maaser Behema. Sometimes they're Chayiv in the Kalbon and Pater Maaser Behema. And sometimes they're pater from the chayiv ma'aser behema and pater from kalbon. So we go through each one of those permutations. Chayav and bezel bezel shechalku b'ksafim. They're chayvin both if they divided the money of the Yerusha and then they went back into a partnership, so they're like any shutfim that each one is chayvin the kalbon. But they never divided the behemos of their father, and therefore they're going to be chayvin ma'aseh behema. Peturim mizeh umizeh, they're patur in both cases when shechalku bebehema, they divided up the behemos and then created a brand new shutfus, so they're patur for ma'aseh behema, but v'lo chalku b'ksafin. But the money is not yet divided, it's still just in its estate form, and therefore for Machsa Shekel, it's like their father's paying off their Machsa Shekel, where they're not each Chayiv in a Kalbon. Chayiv in the Kalbon Patur in Maisa Behema, what's the case where the Chayiv in Kalbon Patur in Maisa Behema? Shechalku Bezeo Bezeo, where they divided up both the Kesef and the Behemos, and then created a new Shutfus, so they're Chayiv in adding the Kalbon, like two people that are being Torim together, and they're Patur in Maisa Behema, like a Behemos HaShutfin, and Chayiv in Maisa Behema Patur in a Kalbon. The fourth situation, Shalom Chalku Bezeo Bezeo, where they divided no part of it, neither the Maisa Behema nor the Kalbon. Says Mar Pshita, all of these dinim are obvious, meaning as long as you know the basic rule, all of these dinim are obvious, that Shutfim are Pater from Maisa Behema, and they're Chayiv and Kalbon. So Chalku Behema v'lo Chalku B'Ksaf Mitzrichalei. Now the Chiddush of these four dinim is just that one din, that if they divided the animals but not the Kesef, that they're Pater from both. Chesal Katay Techamina Kivin the Chalku Behema Golu Daitai Dilimil Fakaimi. I might have thought that since they've already divided the behemos, they're megaladas that they plan on dividing the entire Yerusha, including the money, and therefore v'lechayvu b'kalbon, they should be chayv in kalbon like two other people, like any two people that give machsa shekel together. Kamash malan. That's why Rabbi Yirmiyahu has to tell me that that's not so. Calls man that the Yerusha, the money, is still betfisas habayis. It's still just in the estate, so if they give machsa shekel from that, they're not chayiv in two separate kalbonos. It's considered as if the father has paid off the machsa shekel on their behalf. Okay, we'll pick up at Amar Avanan tomorrow.